Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们开始的时候先来读几处经文。
As we begin, let us read some passages of the scripture.
我们第一处要读的经文是在希伯来书第十一章。
Our very first passage is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
希伯来书的第十一章的第一到第二节。
Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, for by it the men of old gained approval.
接下来我们读希伯来书十一章的第六节。
And next we'll read verse 6 of chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第六节。
Hebrews 11 verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，确信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
接下来我们还是在读希伯来书的第十一章的第八到十节。
And then we'll continue, same chapter, verse 8 through 10.
希伯来书十一章八到十节。
Hebrews 11, 8 through 10.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去，他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像一地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going.By faith, he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
最后要读的一处经文是在马太福音的第22章32节。
And our last passage will be in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 22, verse 32.
他说我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
马太福音22章32节这句话是主耶稣基督讲的。
In this passage, Matthew chapter 22 verse 32, these are the words spoken by our Lord Jesus.
这里边呢，他是对着犹太人的官所讲的这句话。
And he is speaking this to the Jewish Sadducees.
一开始的时候他说他是引用神曾经所说过的一句话。
And so at first, he is using a passage that the Bible in the Old Testament already says.
他说就是神所说的，说我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神和雅各的神。
That God himself, he says that he is the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
接下来这句主耶稣讲的这句话呢，是他在解释这位神是怎样的一位神。他说神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
And then the following phrase, the Lord Jesus is explaining that God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
好，我们读经就到这里，再有一些祷告。
Let's just read these passages and let's bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank and praise you.
你是活人的神，不是死人的神。
You are the God of the living and not of the dead.
你今天仍然在我们中间工作。
And today you are still working among us.
今天早晨我们知道你在我们中间。
And this morning we know that you are among us.
我们求你借着你儿子的血来洁净这个地方。
We pray that through the precious blood of your son that you would cleanse this place.
洁净你无用的仆人。
Cleanse this useless vessel.
借着圣灵把这些话向我们打开。
And through the Holy Spirit open up these words to us.
让我们在生命里边能够遇见你。
So that in life we can meet you.
我们求你越过人的软弱。
We pray that you would overcome man's weakness.
就这些简单的话加上生命的气息。
And through these very simple words that you would breathe your breath of life.
让我们和弟兄姐妹们一同在你面前都有学习。
So that with all brothers and sisters we would all learn.
这样的祷告奉过主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the most holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姐妹们，今天早晨呢，我要和弟兄姐妹们的感动是交通亚伯拉罕。
So this morning, my burden to share with brothers and sisters is upon Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是我们的信心之父。
Abraham is our father of faith.
他的信心是 一个旅程不是一夜之间做成的。
And we know that in this faith, it is not something done overnight, it is a journey.
也是今天神要在我们每一个人身上所做的工作。
As well as the work that God is doing upon all of us.
我们知道当, 神创造了人之后,
we know that after God created man,
人类的历史当中充满了许多的失败, 许多的败逆。
In man's history, we know that there are so many weaknesses and failures.
就是正像圣经所讲的, 每一次人的失败和人的软弱都证明了神的信实。
Yet we see through the Bible that every time man had weakness or failure, it only testified of God's faithfulness.
同时也证明了神的全能，他在主宰着这个整个的宇宙和人类的历史。
At the same time, it also tells us of God's sovereignty throughout all of creation and history.
正像罗马书所说的，神是真实的，人都是虚谎的。
Just like what it says in Romans, that God is true and all men are liars.
所以当神创造了亚当之后,
and so after God created Adam,
我们看见亚当在伊甸园里面失败了。
We see that Adam in the Garden of Eden, he failed.
接下来亚当的后代就进入了许多的罪恶当中。
And then following thereafter, all of Adam's descendants also fell in sin.
到了挪亚的时代,
all the way to the time of Noah,
神看见整个地上都充满了罪恶。
God saw that this world was filled with sin.
他那时候看见人在地上终日所思的都是恶，都是罪的东西。
Every single thought of man was filled with evil.
所以神呢，就借着洪水要审判这个地方。
And so God had to bring judgment upon this world through the flood.
当在洪水当中，神却是怜悯拯救了挪亚的一家。
And yet in the flood, God had mercy and saved the whole family of Noah.
这个挪亚的方舟就代表着我们主耶稣基督的救恩。
And we see that Noah's ark represents the salvation of our Lord Jesus.
在神的审判当中,
in God's judgment,
凡是在神救恩当中的都可以免去这个审判。
All who are within God's salvation can escape from God's judgment.
圣经记载当挪亚和他的三个儿子从方舟里边出来之后,
after Noah and his three sons had left the ark,
人在地上继续繁衍。
We see that man continued to grow and multiply on earth.
很快到了创世纪的第十章、十一章的时候。
And then when we come to Genesis chapter 10 and 11,
我们看见人类又开始壮大了。
We see that man again continues to sin.
他们开始集中在一起要建造一个巴别塔。
They collected themselves together and they wanted to create this tower named Tower of Babel.
要纪念他们自己的名。
Because they wanted a remembrance for their own name.
巴别塔就是一个要 表现自己人成为自己神的地方。
The Tower of Babel is a place where man wants to declare that they are like God.
是一个叛逆神的记号。
It is a symbol of rebellion towards God.
所以神要开始一个新的工作。
And so God must begin a new work.
当神要开始一个新的工作的时候, 我们看见在创世纪第十一章里边神记载了一个家谱。
And so when God wanted to begin a new work, we see in Genesis chapter 11, there's a recording of a genealogy.
每一次当神要开始一个新的工作的时候, 他要从根源开始。
Every time God wants to begin a new work, he must begin from the very root.
他要开始一个新的家谱。
He wants to start a new family story, genealogy.
创世纪第十一章记载了一个家谱。
And so in Genesis 11, we see this genealogy.
在这个家谱当中, 我们知道有许许多多的人。
And in this genealogy, we see that there are many people.
但是当我们读到这个家谱末后的时候, 我们知道这个家谱中间神所最要纪念的一个人就是亚伯拉罕。
And at the very end of this genealogy, in this list, we see that there is a very important person. This is Abraham. When our Lord Jesus came to earth,
神要开始一个新的更伟大的工作。
God wanted to begin a new and even greater work.
同样在马太福音一开始的时候, 我们看见一个家谱。
And so in the same way, in the Gospel according to Matthew, we also see a genealogy.
在那个家谱当中, 神中心所要说明的一个人就是主耶稣基督。
Because the main focus of that genealogy, God wants us to see Jesus.
所以今天早晨我们要借着亚伯拉罕他的一生来看信心的功课。
And so through the story of Abraham, we want to take a look at the lesson of faith.
亚伯拉罕他原来的名字叫亚伯兰。
The original name of Abraham was Abraham.
亚伯兰的名字的意思呢是崇高之父的意思。
We know that Abraham's name is the Father is exalted.
后来神把他的名字改成亚伯拉罕。
And later God changed his name to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的意思就是多国之父。
And the meaning of his name Abraham is the father of many nations.
亚伯拉罕是神要借着 在地上所完成他旨意的一个器皿。
And so Abraham is the vessel in whom God wants to accomplish his work.
所以他借着亚伯拉罕给人类带来一个极祝福的应许。
And so now he has given Abraham this promise of for all man.
这个应许就是说万国要因着亚伯拉罕的后裔得福。
And this promise is that all nations will be blessed through Father Abraham.
万国就是包括我们所有的地上所有的人，不仅仅是犹太人。
All nations mean all the people of this world, not just the Jewish people.
我们知道在神的工作当中，他开始选择了犹太这个民族在地上做他的器皿。
We know that in God's work that he first did choose the Israelites to be his vessel.
但是在他的救恩当中，从来他心中所思念的是万国，包括你我所有的人。
However, in his work of redemption, it was not just the Israelites, it was for all nations, for all people.
所以神在他的身上要借着他带来这个祝福。
So God wanted to use this person, this man, to bring about his blessing.
这个祝福是因着主耶稣基督而带来的。
And this blessing is to be brought in through our Lord Jesus.
所以神说那个子孙，亚伯拉罕的那个子孙就是指着主耶稣基督。
And so when God speaks of that descendant, that is pointing to our Lord Jesus Christ.
神要在亚伯拉罕身上建造一个信心的工作。
And so God wants to do this work of faith in Abraham.
因为神知道我们所有的祝福的管道，所有祝福的关键，或者是取得祝福的钥匙是信心。
Because we know that the channel or the way or even the key to be able to receive God's blessing is faith.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And so that is why it tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please God.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那些寻求他的人。
Because he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
所以没有信心我们就不能得神的喜悦。
So without faith it is impossible to please God.
没有信心我们就不能够从神那边得到任何的祝福。
Without faith, it is impossible to receive any blessing from God.
所以今天在神在我们身上所要做的工作，同样是一个建造信心的工作。
So today, the work that God is doing in all of us is also building up this work of faith.
神也告诉我们说呢，亚伯拉罕他信神，神就算作他的义。
And so the Bible also tells us that Abraham, he believed in God, therefore God counted him as righteous.
这是在加拉太书第三章六到九节。
This is Galatians chapter 3, verses 6 through 9.
神在这里面告诉我们说呢，所以你们知道，所以凡是以信为本的人都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And so it tells us that those who are all the sons of faith, we are all descendants of Abraham.
所以从这个角度来讲，亚伯拉罕就是信心之父。
So from this perspective, it shows us that Abraham is the father of faith.
所有借着信心来到神面前的都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
All who come before God with faith are descendants of Abraham.
并且圣经告诉我们说呢，圣经已经预先看明，神要叫着外邦人因着信称义。
And the Bible also tells us that yes, that all nations, all Gentile nations will be justified through faith.
所以就预先把福音传给亚伯拉罕。
So the gospel was first shared with Abraham.
这是何等奇妙的恩典。
This is such an amazing grace.
早在四千多年前，神就已经把福音传给了亚伯拉罕。
All these thousands of years ago, God has already shared the gospel with Abraham.
为着叫我们未来的人，末世的人，能够因着信心而在他面前蒙福。
In order that all people in the future, those of us who live in the end days, that we would also be blessed through faith.
所以他告诉我们说呢，所以凡是以信为本的人就和亚伯拉罕一同在信心中得福了。
That is why all of us who are in faith together with Abraham are now blessed.
所以我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Therefore we are descendants of Abraham.
所以今天神要在人身上所做的工作，同样也是要做在亚伯拉罕的身上。
So today the work that God is doing in us, God also had to do in Abraham.
然而亚伯拉罕的信心不是生来与俱的。
We know that Abraham's faith did not come overnight.
他也不是一夜之间造成的。
It was not done very quickly or overnight.
而是经历一个漫长艰辛的过程。
But it was through a long and lengthy process.
在这个过程当中充满了许多的挣扎和失败。
This process was full of struggle as well as failure.
圣经把这些都记载下来。
The Bible recorded all of these things.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
因为否则像你我，特别是我自己，这样小信的人就觉得毫无希望。
Otherwise, for you and I, particularly for myself, a person of small faith, we would find that there is no hope.
所以神今天要在我们身上做同样的工作。
Today, God is doing the same work.
做一个信心建造的工作。
He is doing this building of faith in us.
所以我们读到马太福音的时候，主耶稣基督在这里面说神自己说的，说我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
In Matthew, we read that God himself, he has said, I am the God of Abraham, God of Isaac and of Jacob.
但是接下来他说呢，神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
And then he continues on saying, he is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
神是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神和雅各的神。
God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这个对犹太人已经再熟悉不过了。
Now the Israelites, they could not be more familiar with this phrase.
这个是印在他们的血液当中。
Because this is in their bloodline.
每一个敬虔的犹太人都知道神是亚伯拉罕的神，雅各的神。以撒的神和雅各的神。
All faithful Jews knew that God is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob.
实际上，在整个圣经当中，这句话神重复了许多的次。
In reality, God in Scripture had repeated this phrase many, many times.
每次关键的时候，神要做工作的时候，他都把这句话告诉犹太人。
Because every time it came to a pivotal point where God was to do a work, He would repeat the same phrase.
我们记得当摩西被呼召要带领以色列人出埃及的时候。
When Moses called all the people to leave Egypt.
摩西说：“我是谁呢？我怎样能带领这些以色列人离开法老的时候？”
Moses said, Who am I? Who am I to be able to bring the people out of Pharaoh's control?
你必须告诉我你是谁。
You must tell me who you are.
神就告诉他说，我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
And so God responded by saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, God of Jacob.
当彼得起来传福音的时候，
When Peter rose up to share the gospel,
他首先说呢，神，我们的祖宗的神，亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，就是我们列祖的神。
He said that the God of our fathers is God of Abraham, the God of Isaac.
所以所有的犹太人他们都知道神是亚伯拉罕的神，雅各的神和以撒的神。
And so all Jews, they knew that God was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
但是主耶稣基督在这里边加上了他自己的一个解释，让许多的犹太人没有办法明白。
And yet our Lord Jesus continued on to explain this explanation in which the Jews could not understand.
我们今天读圣经的时候也有很多的困惑。
Today when we read scriptures, perhaps we have many confusions as well.
因为我们知道以色列的列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各他们都死了。
Because we know that the forefathers of the Israelites, that is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they have already died.
以色列人也知道他们的坟墓在哪里。
And the Israelites also know where they are buried.
主耶稣基督在这里面说呢，神不是死人的神。
And yet our Lord Jesus here is saying that he is not the God of the dead.
神乃是活人的神。
That he is the God of the living.
主耶稣基督在这里面要告诉我们什么呢？
And so what is it that our Lord is trying to tell us?
神在亚伯拉罕身上所做的工作。
That the work that God had done in Abraham.
神在以撒身上所做的工作。
And the work that God had done in Isaac.
神在雅各身上所做的工作。
And the work that he had done in Jacob.
今天同样要做在活人的身上。
Today, he is still doing the same work in us who are living.
历史历代神所做的工作要做在活人的身上。
All the work that God has done throughout the generations is always done upon the living.
神在亚伯拉罕身上所建造信心的工作。
God was doing the work of faith upon Abraham.
今天要坐在你我这些小信的人身上。
Today he's doing the same work upon us who are little faith.
所以我们感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
神今天要做的工作实在是非常的奇妙。
The work that he is doing today is truly amazing.
他所做成的工作是要我们和亚伯拉罕一同蒙福。
The work that he is doing is so that we would be blessed together with Abraham.
所以我里边的感动是。
So the burden that I have.
如果主若许可，我们花一点时间来看看亚伯拉罕的一生。
Lord willing, that we will use a bit of time to take a look at Abraham's life.
我们看见他怎样能够学习信心的功课。
How did he learn the lesson of faith?
也是我们在地上应该学习的功课。
It is also the same lesson that we are to learn today.
第一点，在亚伯拉罕身上，我们要看见神的呼召。
The very first point upon his life is that God had a calling for him.
在亚伯拉罕身上，神有两次的呼，圣经记载至少有两次的呼召。
The Bible records at least two callings of Abraham from God.
第一次的呼召是让他离开加勒底的乌尔。
The very first calling was for him to depart from Ur of the Chaldeans.
实际上这一次的呼召呢，好像圣经并没有明确的 说明，一开始没有明确说明是给亚伯拉罕的，乃是他的父亲带着他和罗德一起出来的。
At this time, it doesn't seem like it was very clear that God had called just Abraham, because Abraham's father, as well as his nephew Lot, all departed from Ur.
加勒底的乌尔是在今天的伊拉克的南部。
We know that this land of Ur is in today modern day southern part of Iraq.
在亚伯拉罕的时代。
In Abraham's time.
乌尔呢是一个大城。
Ur was a very large city.
是一个非常繁华的地方。
It was a place of great wealth.
也是一个充满偶像的地方。
As well as a place full of idolatry.
我们知道在这个地方后来就演变成巴比伦。
And we know that later this place became Babylon.
巴比伦就是世界上一切偶像的发源地。
And we know that Babylon is the place where all the idols of the world originate from.
神在那边呼召亚伯拉罕离开乌尔。
And there, God called Abraham to depart from Ur.
离开偶像之地。
To leave the land of idols.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，从我们今天的角度来讲，他是离开了一个非常舒适繁华的地方。
And so, towards Abraham, God had called him to leave from this place of great wealth and comfort.
希伯来书告诉我们说，他遵命出去的时候，要到将来得以为业的地方去。
And Hebrews also tells us that he was called to leave to go to a place that was to be his inheritance.
但是那个地方他并不熟悉。
However, he was not familiar with that place.
圣经甚至说呢，出去的时候他还不知道往哪里去。
The Bible also tells us that when he went out, he did not know where he was going.
所以神对亚伯拉罕的呼召是一个信心的呼召。
And so God's calling for Abraham was a calling of faith.
他听见了神的声音，离开了那个舒适繁华的环境。
He heard God's voice and he left that place of wealth and comfort.
这是一个非常美好的开始。
This is a wonderful start.
就像我们每位弟兄姐妹们，我们都是蒙恩得救的人。
Just like us, as brothers and sisters, we are all saved by grace.
我们因着信得到了主耶稣基督的生命。
And through faith, we have now received the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是一个非常美好的开始。
This is a beautiful start.
然而他进入了他到了第一个地方，这个地方叫哈兰。
And the very first place that Abraham came to was Haran.
这个哈兰这个地方呢，可能是在今天的土耳其的南部，或者是叙利亚北部，大概这个地方。
In today, in the modern geography, it is possible that it is the southern part of the nation of Turkey.
当亚伯拉罕他离开了本地、本族、本家的时候，神要到神的地方去。
When he left his homeland, his place where he grew up, his own background, to go to the place that God had designated,
他并没有走到神的目的地。
He had not finally arrived at the destination.
而是停在了中间这个地方叫哈兰。
But he stopped halfway at a place called Haran.
在这个地方他停了很，圣经没有记载多长时间，但是是很久的一段时间。
The Bible does not record exactly how long, but it was a very long time.
所以我们看见他确实离开了本地。离开了本家 本地这个地方。
He left his homeland, his original place that he had grew up.
但是圣经记载呢，这个时候他仍然和他的父亲还有侄子罗德在一起。
And the Bible does tell us that he was with his father and his nephew Lot.
他并没有离开他的父家和本族。
He had not left his father's house because his father was still with him.
所以许多年之后，神第二次向亚伯拉罕呼召。
So after many years, God called Abraham again.
在创世纪的第一章的十二章的第一到第五节。
And we see this in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 5.
神再一次对他说呢，你要离开本地、本族、本家，往我所指示你的地方去。
And here God says that he is to leave his home, homeland, his relatives, his father's house, to go to the place that God will show him.
我必要叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也必叫别人得福。
I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great so that you will be a blessing.
第三节说，为你祝福的我要赐福于他，那咒诅你的我必咒诅他。地上的万族，我们这里边注意，地上的万族都要因你得福。
And then in verse 3 he says, And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families, I emphasize, all the families of the earth will be blessed.
第四节告诉我们说，亚伯兰就照着耶和华所吩咐的，罗德也与他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁。
And then verse 4 says, Abraham went forth as the Lord has spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
第五节说，亚伯兰将他的妻子撒来和侄子罗德连同 他们在哈兰所积的财物所得的人口都带到迦南地去。
And then verse 5, Abraham took Sarai his wife and Lot his nephew and all their possessions which they had accumulated and the persons which they had acquired in Haran and they set out for the land of Canaan.
我们看见在这里边神对亚伯拉罕的两次的呼召。
And so here we see God called Abraham twice.
这两次呼召中间可能隔了许多的年日。
And between these two calling, perhaps many years had passed.
这好像也是我们每个人的经历。
This perhaps is like all of our own experience.
在我们的人生当中也有许多的小站。
In our lives, we also have many stations.
也有许多我们停留的地方。
Many places in which we just stay put.
亚伯拉罕本来是应该直接到迦南地的。
Abraham should have directly arrived in the land of Canaan.
但是呢他中间停下来了。
However, midway he stopped.
我们不知道他在生活当中发生了什么。
We don't know exactly what happened in his life.
但是呢他在神的计划上就耽误了许多的年日。
But in God's plan, he had delayed for many years.
这是他信心要学习信心的一个功课。
This is a lesson of faith.
也许他的信心软弱。
Perhaps his faith was weak.
弟兄姐妹们在我们的人生当中是不是也有许多的哈兰站。
Brothers and sisters, in our lives, do we have many Harans in which we stop at?
也许我们刚刚受浸。
Perhaps you were just baptized.
我们会不会能够听见 圣灵告诉我们说，下一站可能是我们的哈兰。
Do we hear the voice of the Holy Spirit perhaps telling us that your next stop might be Haran?
我们会不会停留在那个地方。
Will we stay there?
也许我们信主多年了。
Perhaps you have believed in the Lord for many years.
我们是不是停在哈兰停滞不前
？Have we stopped in Haran for a very long time？
在我们人生当中，有神给我们许多的小站。
We know that in our life journey there are many milestones or stations。
我们记得在《天路历程》那本书里边。
And we also know that in a particular book, Pilgrim's Progress。
那里边作者告诉我们说呢，基督徒在这个天路上会有一些遇见一些可以停留的路边的凉亭。
We know that the author tells us that along this life journey, there may be many pit stops or places in which you can stop.
在那边呢，我们可以得到休息，我们可以得到重新的圣灵重新的浇灌。
In those places that you can rest, that you can receive once again the filling of the Holy Spirit, so that you may be refreshed.
在那本书里边呢，作者也告诉我们说，还有一些是该有。所设立的旅馆。
And yes, that along this journey, perhaps there are these inns or these stops that is created by a person named Gaius.
在那些地方，我们也可以得到休息。
That in those places, you may find rest.
并且呢，我们可以得到启示。
As well as receive revelation.
因为该犹不仅仅是接待人，他而且把许多的启示带给那些天路客。
Because Gaius, not only was he hospitable, but he also brought revelation to those who were on this heavenly journey.
但是这些不是让我们停下来，一直停在那边的地方。
But not a place for you just to stop at.
所以我们需要仔细听下一站是什么地方。
So we need to pay close attention to what our next stop should be.
我想我们从许多从远东来的我们在中国或者在台湾的我们都有很多的机会要坐车坐火车坐汽车。
For those who come from the far east, whether in China or Taiwan, you have many opportunities where you ride the train or perhaps a taxi cab.
你要注意下一站是什么。
You need to pay attention to your next stop.
在美国许多的时候我们是开车好像就没有这样的事情。
But here in America, because many of us, we drive, perhaps you don't have this as much.
我还记得我那个时候在中国工作的时候。
I remember when I was still working in China.
因为我们家是住在东北的吉林。
And because I lived in a particular place.
我要到河南去工作。
And I needed to go to Henan, another place to work.
要坐火车呢一共要三十多个小时。
To take the train, it was about three some hours.
中间要经过许多的站。
I had to pass through many, many stations.
但有一个站呢，是我特别注意的地方。
However, there is this one station that I paid attention to.
就是在那个辽宁呢，有一个地方叫沟帮子。
And this is the name. It was the station had a particular name.
如果你去过东北的，或者是东北来的弟兄姐妹们都知道这个。
And if you are from the same area, you would recognize this name.
因为在那边有一个非常著名的，就是沟帮子的熏鸡。
Because there is a very interesting smoker?
It's a chicken.
Chicken, smoked chicken. There's a roasted chicken stand at this station.
在中国有这个四大名鸡，它是其中之一的。
Because there's four famous roast chicken places, one of the famous ones.
所以每次我们听见车里边的广播说下一站锅帮子要到了。
And so when you hear the announcement on the train that we're about to arrive at this station,
许多人都预备好要买一包鸡回来吃。
Lots of people are prepared to go and buy this chicken to bring it home.
在我们人生当中也有许多的小站。
In our life journey, there are also many stations.
我们现在是不是住在哈兰的站内？
Are we all staying at Haran?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们的生命是不是在神面前停滞不前
？In our life before the Lord, are we just stopping without moving forward？
我们是否还能够继续听见神的呼召
？Or are we listening to God's call？
我们能否离开哈兰
？Are we able to depart from Haran？
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们在神面前呼召、呼求。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us cry out to the Lord.
让我们离开人生的那个哈兰站。
Let us leave from our Haran in our life stations.
让我们的生命能够继续向前。
So that our life can move forward.
虽然亚伯拉罕在哈兰的生活过得不错。
Even though Abraham lived a pretty good life in Haran.
我们知道他离开的时候得了许多的财富还有人口。
Because when he left, he had a lot of possessions as well as many family members.
他没有儿女。当然这些人口可能是他的工人或者是奴婢。
We know that he did not have any children, so perhaps these were all his servants and the people that belonged to his household.
然而哈兰不是神为他所设计的地方。
And yet Haran was not God's destination for him.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
在我们人生当中可能有许多的东西让我们停滞不前。
In life's journey, perhaps there are many stations in which we just stop at.
我们要非常的小心。
We must be very careful.
我们是否今天停留在哈兰
？Today, are we stopped at Haran?
我们要彼此祷告，一同来呼求主啊，求你让我离开哈兰。
Let us pray together and cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, we want to depart from Haran.
让我们能够继续前行。
We want to move forward in this journey.
感谢主，亚伯拉罕离开了哈兰。
And so we thank the Lord. Abraham left Haran.
他到了迦南地。
He went to Canaan.
这个记载在创世纪的十二章的第六到第七节。
And this is recorded in Genesis 12, verse 6 through 7.
他到了那个地方呢，首先到了一个地方叫示剑。
And when he got there, he went to a place first called Shechem.
示剑的这个名字的意思是肩头的意思。
We know that Shechem is the meaning of it means shoulder.
是表示要肩扛神的工作的意思。
It means that you are shouldering the work of God.
在那边神重新一次向他显现。
And there, God once again reappeared to him.
每当有人遵循神的命令，愿意向按着神的心意向前的时候
，Every time a person is willing to follow God and to move forward,
神要向他显现。
God will appear to him.
所以要重新一次与他立约。
And once again to reestablish this covenant with him.
所以神在这边重新一次向亚伯拉罕应许。
And so once again, God promised Abraham.
所以当他离开哈兰进入迦南的时候神要把这地赐给他为业。
God appeared to him and said, To your descendants, I will give this land, that is the land of Canaan.
所以亚伯拉罕在这边筑了一座坛。
And so here we see Abraham erected an altar.
因此事件也成了以色列历史上非常重要的一个地方。
And we know that Shechem became a very important place to the Israelites.
坛是非常重要的一件事情。
An altar is a very important matter.
我们知道在以色列的这个历史当中，坛主要的目的是献祭。
We know that in Israelites' history, the altar is a place where a sacrifice is made.
在我们今天基督徒的生活当中，也需要有坛的实际。
As Christians, we also need to have the reality of altars in our lives.
这个坛的实际就是一个奉献的生活。
The reality of the altar is that you have a life of consecration.
也是一个记号。
As well as a symbol.
是我们把自己放在神的手中。
That you place yourself into the hands of God.
我们的人生需要许多的记号。
In our lives, we need to have many such symbols.
就像我们在路上的时候要看见许多的里程碑一样。
Or just like along the road, you see that there are milestones that tell, or mile markers that tell you where you are.
它记载着你所走过的路。
It records down the road that you have already traveled.
我们第一个记号就是我们的受浸。
Our very first milestone is our baptism.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们都是已经受尽归入主的名
We are all people who have been baptized beneath his name, right?
虽然那只有是一次的
Even though it is just one time thing
那但是在我们的人生当中是非常重要的一件事
However, in our life story, it is a very important thing
因为在我们人生这条旅途当中
Because in your life journey
我们会经历许多的考验
You will encounter many testings
我们会经历许多的失败
You will encounter failures
我们会灰心我们会失望
You may be disappointed, you may not give up
但是每当我们回想起
However, every time you think back
那一天我受尽归入主的名下
On that day, I was baptized beneath the name of our Lord
那是我们人生的记号
That is a milestone in your life
证明我们与主同死同埋葬同复活
Because you have already died with the Lord You were buried with him And you were resurrected with him
圣经告诉我们说如今活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里边活着
And the Bible tells us that it is now no longer I who lives but Christ who lives in me
这个实际是从那个日子开始
That reality began from that day
所以保罗告诉我们说从那时候开始我们一举一动要有新生的样式
So that is why Paul tells us that from that day on every move, every being that you have is now in the newness of life
这是神要我们所活出的生活
This is the life that God wants us to live out
但是这不一定是我们每个人的实际
However, it may not be all of our reality
我至少可以诚实地说这不是我的实际
I can honestly say it is not always my reality
因为在我的生活当中有许多失败和软弱
Because in my life there are many failures and weaknesses
但是每当回想起那个日子
However, every time I think back to that day
那个记号
To that mile marker
我们受尽归入主的名下
That I have been baptized beneath the name of the Lord
从今我们是属于主的
That from this day on I belong to the Lord
仇敌没有办法从神的手中把我们夺去
That the enemy cannot snatch you out of God's hand
这是我们人生的一个里程碑。
This is a mile marker in our life journey.
我常常回想起我刚刚信主的时候的一些情景。
I remember some of the conditions that I was in when I first believed in the Lord.
我想和许多的弟兄姐妹们一样。
I was just the same as many brothers and sisters.
在我们还没信主之前，我们都觉得自己是一个好人。
That before I believed in the Lord, I thought I was a good man.
那我们从小是好孩子，在学校是好学生。
That as I was a good child and at school I was a good student.
等有一天我们进入教会的时候弟兄姐妹们告诉我们说你是罪人
Until one day I came into the church and brothers and sisters told me I was a sinner
我们心里边不服的
And then I was not willing to accept that in my heart
但是圣灵在我们身上做奇妙的工作
However, the Holy Spirit began to do an amazing work
圣灵在我们的环境当中做奇妙的工作
And the Holy Spirit was doing an amazing work in my circumstance
回想起来我们每个人得救都是一个爱的故事
And now as I think back every one of us who are saved we have a story of love
是神不舍弃的爱的故事
Because God he has his love that is not willing to let go
所以有一天我们得救了
So that one day we were saved
我们借着各种各样的环境弟兄姐妹们帮助我们得救了
Through various circumstances and as well as the help of many brothers and sisters we were saved
然后我们会大多数弟兄姐妹们都会发现一个事实
And then the majority of us, we find this to be true.
圣灵在我们里边做了一个开启的工作
That the Holy Spirit begins to do this work of revealing.
突然之间我们认识到我是一个何等的罪人
All of a sudden, we came to realize that we are such sinners.
在我身上充满了许多的罪恶
That in my life, I have so much sin.
许多的不圣洁
So much thing that is so unclean.
许多的不像神的地方
So many things that's not like God
我们突然间发现原来我们不配得这个救
And all of a sudden we realize that we are unworthy of this
我记得信主大概几年之后这个感觉在我里边非常的沉重
I remember after a few years of believing this feeling was so strong in me
以至于有些日子我就开始怀疑我神是不是真的要我
To such a point where there were some days where I was doubting whether or not I was really a believer that I followed God.
难道神真的要救我这样不配的罪人吗
Did God really want to save such an unworthy sinner like me?
但是每一次当我在神面前祷告的时候
However, every time I came before the Lord to pray,
神都把我带到那个十字架的底下
God would bring me beneath the cross.
让我们看见原来我们的得救不是因着我们的行为
that our salvation was not based on our works.
我们原来以为自己是好人。
Previously, we thought that we were all good people.
但是当圣灵光照的时候，我们看见我们人在地上任何的行为，况且我的行为并不是很好，任何的好的行为在神面前不过是破烂的布一样。
However, beneath the light of the Holy Spirit, we come to see that all of our deeds, all of our things are not good, and they're actually like filthy rags before the sight of God.
我们是完全不配的。
We are completely unworthy.
所以仇敌也在我们里边做一些搅扰的工作。
Because the enemy comes in to do this work of disturbing us.
让我们开始怀疑我们的得救确实是不是真实的。
Causing us to doubt whether or not our salvation was true.
我们这些不配的人能够来到神的面前吗？
For us who are so unworthy, can we come before God?
这个问题一直压在我的心头。
This question constantly oppressed my heart.
但是每一次主把我带到他的十字架底下。
However, every time he brings us, brought me beneath his cross.
让我们看见主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们流血舍命。
And allowed me to see that on the cross, the Lord Jesus bled and died for me.
不是我的好。
It's not because I am good.
不是我的义。
Not my righteousness.
乃是那位神圣洁无瑕疵的羔羊。
But it is because of the blameless, precious Lamb of God.
他为你我在十字架上献上了自己的生命。
For you and me, he offered up his own life.
因此神接纳我们，不是看我们。
Therefore, God now has accepted us.
那是因着主耶稣基督。
Because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们感谢主。
And so we thank God.
这是我人生当中的一个，好像是一个非常重要的一个记号。
This is a very important mile marker in my life.
在我们人生当中都需要有许多的记号。
In our life journey, we need to have many such markers.
这些记号帮助我们能够回到神的面前。
These markers help us to return back to the Lord.
所以我们需要祭坛。
And so we need to have an altar.
亚伯拉罕在迦南地又设了第二个祭坛。
In Canaan, we see that Abraham, he erected a second altar.
这第二个祭坛设立在伯特利和爱中间。
This altar was erected between Bethel and Ai.
我们知道后来伯特利也成了以色列人历史当中一个非常重要的一个城市。
We know that Bethel in Israelite history became another very important place.
虽然圣经用非常短的一句话来记载说他在那里支搭帐篷。
And the Bible records just a very simple phrase saying that there he erected up his tent.
所以我们知道亚伯拉罕的第二个祭坛是和他的帐篷有关系。
We know that Abraham's second altar has something to do with his tent.
所以新约希伯来的作者告诉我们说呢，他在地上好像做客旅一样。
And so that is why the author of Hebrews tells us that he was just a sojourner in this world.
好像在一地支搭帐篷一样。
That he was just traveling in a foreign land.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他在等待一座城。
Because he is waiting for a city.
等待一座有根基的城。
He is waiting for a city which has foundation.
是神所经营所建造的。
Whose architect and builder is God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
那座城今天离我们越来越近。
That city is closer and closer to us today.
愿我们今天在地上的生活也在他面前支搭帐篷。
May we be just like Abraham, be those who pitch our tent here on earth.
虽然我们在地上有工作，有许多的生活和各样的琐事。
We may have a job, and in our daily life, we have so many things to take care of.
但是盼望着我们的心仍然是向着神的。
But may our hearts be towards God.
我们的心是向着那个将要降临的荣耀的天城。
May our heart be towards that city that is glorious and one day will come.
愿这个成为我们里边的吸引。
May this be the attraction for our hearts.
我们实在是为着亚伯拉罕他在这地上的这些生活感谢赞美主。
And we thank the Lord for Abraham's daily life and these stories.
我们知道后边呢还有许多的经历。
We know that later on there are other many such experiences.
但是也许主要许可的话我们还有机会来交通。
And Lord willing, we will continue on in our fellowship.
那我想我们再看最后的一个点。
Let's just take a look at the last point.
就是亚伯拉罕到了迦南地的时候呢，他也有一些失败。
That when Abraham arrived in Canaan, he did have failures.
当那个地开始出现饥荒的时候，
When famine began to appear in that land,
他开始往南地挪移。
He went towards the south.
南地在圣经里边通常被称为是这个叫做 Negev, 就是 一个特别的地方。
And the Bible calls this the land of Negev. It is a particular place.
是今天在以色列地的与埃及地与埃及接壤的 那块沙漠地。
It is a place that is a wilderness very close to Egypt.
那里是干旱疲乏无水之地。
It is a very dry, arid place without any water.
是一个试炼的地方。
It's a place of trial.
是让人疲乏的地方。
A place where people are very tired.
亚伯拉罕本来是应该在迦南地的。
Abraham should have remained in Canaan.
但是呢，他因着信心的，可能是因着他信心的软弱，他要离开迦南，要往南边去。
But perhaps because of the lack of his faith, he went towards the south.
离开了神的应许之地。
He left his land, God's promised land.
我们知道接下来呢，他会遇见许多的失败和羞辱。
We see that following, he then encountered a lot of shame, a lot of failure.
这也是在我们人生当中的一个极重要的一个提醒。
These are also very important reminders for us in our life journey.
就是每当我们离开了神的应许的时候。
That every time you depart from God's promise.
每当我们进入那些荒凉之地的时候。
Every time you enter into a land of wilderness.
我们的人生会经历许多的考验。
You will encounter many testing or trial.
会经历失败的。
You will encounter failure.
盼望着我们能够一直停留在神所应许我们的地方。
We hope that we can always remain, stay in the place where God has promised.
信心是一个旅程。
Faith is a journey.
这个旅程可能充满着各种各样的试炼和失败。
This journey perhaps is filled with much testing as well as failure.
对我们的信心之父亚伯拉罕是这样。
It was that way for our father of faith, Abraham.
对我们每一个人就更当如此。
For all of us, it is the same.
所以我们每天会面临许多的难处。
Every day you will face many problems.
我们今天面临着国家的难处。
Today we have a problem in our home.
我们面临着社会的难处。
We have problems in society.
我们面临着家庭的难处。
We have problems in our families.
还有我们个人许许多多的难处。
We also have personal many, many problems.
许许多多的挑战。
Many challenges.
今天这个世界正在建立它的巴别塔。
Today, the world is constructing its own Tower of Babel.
人们要建一个更高、更大的巴别塔。
Man wants to construct an even greater, even taller tower.
人要向神更多的宣告他的独立。
Because man wants to proclaim its independence from God.
要更不要神。
Because he does not want God.
所以这个世界会进入更多的败坏。
So this world will become more and more corrupt.
然而在这一切中间
And yet, among all of this,
我们的神仍然坐在高高的宝座上
Our God is still seated upon his throne.
他仍然掌管着人类的历史
He still is in control of all mankind's history.
他的眼仍然看顾着他的每一个儿女
His eyes are still upon every one of his own children.
所以我们每一个相信他的人
So all of us who believe in him,
盼望着他在我们里边也建造一个能够存留到永远的信心。
We desire for him to build up in us a faith that will last forever.
我们所经历的每一个经历
Every experience we go through
在地上其实都是暂时的。
On earth, actually, it is temporary.
但是神要借着这些暂时的东西在我们里边建造一个能够存留到永远的信心。
Yet through these temporary things, God is building up something that will last forever, a faith that is eternal.
那个才是它的真正的价值。
That has true worth.
那个有永远的价值。
That has eternal worth.
所以我们实在是愿意把我们人生的每一个负担交在他的手中。
So may we be willing to lay down all of our burdens into his hands.
圣经告诉我们说我们可以借着祷告祈求把我们所有心中所要的和各样的负担都交托给他。
The Bible tells us that we could lay all of our burdens, all of our requests and supplications into his hands.
把我们各样的难处各样的软弱和忧虑都交托给神。
All worries, all difficulties, we can give it to God.
神就要在我们身上工作。
And then God can work in us.
他要赐给我们出人意料的平安。
He wants to give us peace that is beyond all understanding.
就是建造信心的工作。
This is the building up of faith in us.
这是神工作的原则。
This is the principle of God's work.
当我们每次把这些负担难处交到神手中的时候
Every time we put these challenges, these difficulties into God's hands,
我们的确是在他面前祷告
And yes, when we do pray before him,
但是我们是不是真正的把这些交托给神了
Have we truly let go of these burdens into his hands?
还是把我们仍然把这些负担仍然放在我自己的手中
Or are we still holding on to some of these burdens ourselves?
我必须承认，在许多我自己的生活当中
，I do acknowledge in my own life，
我为一件事情祷告了
，I do pray for a matter，
很快忧虑又回来了，还是在我的手中
，But very quickly the worry comes back because it's still in my own hands。
这个说明我们没有完全的交托。
This tells us that we have not completely let go。
但是我也感谢神
，But I do thank the Lord。
在我自己的生活当中
，In my own life，
也有几次不多的次数
，There have also been a few times, not many。
是神的恩典
，That it is God's grace。
他把我带到了人生的尽头
，He has brought me to the very end of myself。
带到了一个死角
，To a point where it's a dead end。
因为他知道我是一个小信的人
，Because he knows that I am a man of little faith。
我是一个没有信心的人，所以我必须在那个环境当中才能向神交托。
I am a man of no faith, and so that is why at that time I had to let go.
所以在那个环境出现的时候
，So when that circumstance appeared,
我们把这事情真正的交托给神。
We completely let go of the situation into God's hands.
就证明了圣经的话。
And now it testifies of what God says in His Word.
我们突然发现我们里边的忧虑没有了。
All of a sudden we realize we have no more worry.
当我们看见我们的生活环境还是一样的，难处还在那里。
When we see that our circumstances, the problem is still there, nothing has changed.
为什么我们里边的忧虑没有了？
Why is it that we have no more anxiety?
因为神说他要赐出人意料的平安。
Because he says that he will give you peace that is not something you can understand with a human mind.
是出人意料的平安。
It is something beyond understanding.
有的时候我们不明白，这开始的时候我以为是莫名其妙的平安。
At first I thought it was a very strange, unearthly.
为什么难处还在，但是我里边的忧虑没有了？
Why is it that the problem's still there, but I have no more worry?
因为神要先在我们里边建造信心的功课。
Because God is teaching us a lesson of faith.
然后他要工作。
And then He will work.
他要在你的环境当中工作。
He will work in your circumstance.
每一次神都是要证实他的信实。
Every time God wants to prove His faithfulness.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
And so, dear brothers and sisters.
当我们一起来学习信心功课的时候。
When we come to learn the lesson of faith.
这也许是一个对我们自己的一个检验。
Perhaps this is a testing for ourselves personally.
我们是不是真正的交托了？
Have we truly let go?
我们是不是里边还有许多的忧虑
？Do you still have many other worries？
我们是不是经历了那圣灵那个出人意料的平安
？Have you truly come to experience that peace that surpasses all understanding from the Holy Spirit？
当我们经历了那个出人意料的平安的时候，神大能的手要在我们的生活中显现。
When you come to experience a peace that surpasses all understanding, then God will extend His hand and work.
所以我们知道神在任何的环境当中他都要工作。
So we know that God will use any circumstance to work.
然而我们的信心呢是建立在对神的认识之上。
And so our faith will be built upon our knowledge of God.
是对神他那个永恒的慈爱的认识。
That you will, it will be built upon His eternal love.
我们知道我们的神是爱的神，是永远不改变的神。
Because we know that our God is love and that He is a God who never changes.
他是昨日、今日、直到永远都不改变的神。
He is the God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
认识到神是爱，我们里边才能够有信心。
And when you come to know that God is love, you will have faith.
另外一个是认识到我们的神，他仍然是有主权的神。
Additionally, you will also come to know that He is a sovereign God.
他掌管着人类的历史。
He is in control of all human history.
不管今天在我们周围发生什么。
It doesn't matter what happens around us.
我们的神仍然坐在高高的宝座上。
Our God is still seated upon the throne.
他掌管着历史。
He is in control of history.
历史要按照他的旨意进行。
History moves forward according to His direction.
这是我们信心的两个根基。
This is the foundation of our faith.
我们知道有一个故事。
We know that there is a story.
是关于在很早以前，英国的一个非常有名的一个传教士查尔斯施布珍弟兄的故事。
We know that this is a story about Charles Spurgeon, a very famous evangelist from England.
有一天，施布珍弟兄和他的一个朋友在英格兰的乡间散步。
One day, Brother Charles Spurgeon, he was walking through the countryside together with a friend of his.
施布珍弟兄和他的朋友就看见有一个谷仓。
Our brother and his friend, they noticed that there was this barn.
在谷仓的上边呢，有一个风向标。
And on the very top of this barn, on the roof, there was a weather vane.
你知道大家都看见过风向标，它是看见这只是风是从哪个方向吹来的。
And if you've ever seen a weather vane, basically it points to the direction in which the wind is blowing.
在风向标的最上边呢，写着说神就是爱。
And at the top of this particular weather vane, there were words written that says God is love.
是不是弟兄看见这个风向标的时候，并且看见上面这句话的时候
，When Spurgeon saw, as well as his friend, saw these words written at the top of this weather vane,
他就对他的朋友说
，He said to his friend,
他说我觉得这句话放在这个地方不是很合适。
He says that these words written on top of that vane, it seems to be written in a very inappropriate place.
因为神就是爱，是永恒的，是不变的。
Because God's love is forever constant, it never changes.
但是这个风向标每天。随着风的向一直在转动。
But the weather vane every day it moves and changes direction based on the direction of the wind.
但是这个朋友说呢，说我不能够同意你的说法。
But our brother's friend he says I disagree with you.
他说实在是这个风是一直在变的。
He's like yes it is true the wind is constantly changing direction.
但是这个标记代表一个真理。
But that sign is indicating a truth.
不管这个风。向哪个方向吹
？Regardless of which way the wind blows，
神永远是爱。
God forever is love。
今天不管这个世界怎样
，Today it doesn't matter what the condition of the world is。
不管我们自己的生活怎样
，It doesn't matter what your life is like。
不管我们是多软弱
，Doesn't matter how weak you are。
神永远是爱。
God forever is love。
在我们的生活当中，他是不变的。
In our lives, he will never change.
每一个愿意把生命交托给他的人
，All who are willing to put their own lives into his hands.
他要向我们证实他是爱。
He will testify that he is love.
他是不变的。
He doesn't change.
他要在每一个环境当中，在我们里边建造出能够从存留到永远的信心。
In every circumstance, he is building up that faith that will last eternally.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
让我们答应神的呼召
May we respond to God's calling.
我们已经离开了加勒底的吾尔
May we leave Ur of Chaldeans.
让我们不要停留在哈兰
Do not stop at Haran.
让我们继续在神的旨意上向前
May we move forward in God's will.
我们需要神的恩典
We need his grace.
需要弟兄姐妹们彼此的带导
We need the mutual prayers of brothers and sisters.
愿神帮助我们
May the Lord help us.
愿他的爱是个路标来指引我们
May his love be that signpost that shows us the right direction.
让我们能够在这个末世的时代能够成为合他心意的一群人
So that in these end days that we will be a group of people who are towards his desire.
我们一同也是祷告
Let us pray.
主我们是何等的感谢赞美你
Lord, we truly thank and praise
你在亚伯拉罕身上所做的工作是何等的奇妙
The work that you have done in Abraham's life was amazing
我们知道你是活人的神不是死人的神
Because we know that you are the God of the living and not of the dead
你今天要在你每个儿女身上做同样奇妙的工作
And upon every child of God, you are doing the same amazing work
我们把我们自己和弟兄姐妹们交在你恩典的手中
We place ourselves and all brothers and sisters into your hands of grace
在每个环境当中你把自己显现在我们中间
That in every circumstance, may you reveal yourself to us.
让我们能够建立出能够存留永远的信心。
So that you may build that work that is faith that will last forever.
早晨我们也求你洁净你的话，过滤那些不属于你的。
We pray that you will also cleanse today's words, take away all the things that do not belong to you.
帮助我们能够在你面前有好的学习。
So that we would all learn well before you.
我们这样的祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this all into the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.